The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, Boris Johnson and the Tories really swept to victory on Thursday night in the UK. But what are the implications for our economy? Today's FT is speculating on whether he will use his majority for a hard or soft Brexit. But what kind of Brexit does Boris Johnson really want? It's now time for the real Boris to stand up. We're joined by Sonia Purnell, commentator and author of Boris, A Tale of Blonde Ambition, and also by Brendan Keenan from the Irish Independent. You're both very welcome. Sonia, if I could go to you first. Who is the real Boris when it comes to the issue of his commitment to a very hard or a very soft Brexit and deregulation and what sort of relationship he'd like with the EU? Who is he really?
Well, he's primarily an opportunist. I mean, let's not forget that deep down he is and always has been a Remainer, that he saw back in the Leave campaign, back in the referendum in 2016 as a way of furthering career. And he was right. Here he is in Downing Street and now with a very sizable majority. So he's an opportunist. There's no sort of real conviction. I definitely want a hard Brexit or I definitely want a soft Brexit. It is what he thinks will most advance his position, most advance, consolidate his power now.
So what do you think he'll do? What do you think he'll do?
I think that it's likely he will go for a slightly softer Brexit than we might have had before. But I don't think, you know, we know that he's not a details man. And it's so difficult to tell because, after all, he's gone against what his government has said about whether or not there would have to be paperwork and you know, administration exporting either towards GB or towards NI, either way. And yet his own government, he says it wouldn't be. His own government says there would. It is all very confused. He may not actually have made up his mind yet. That is the problem. It's very, very difficult to predict.
Brendan Keenan, just firstly in relation to Ireland, there's certainty now about the election outcome. There's a very large majority there. It's been good for sterling in the short term already, which is good for Irish exporters. But we're not out of the woods on this by any means.
No, I had a rather clever thought this morning. With the wind howling outside, we're in the eye of the storm. And of course, in the eye, the wind doesn't blow. So we had the withdrawal agreement storm that's now cleared away. And there will be, for a minimum of 2 years, maybe more, relative calm. But then the other bit of the storm will arrive, the final deal. And that's going to be just as difficult, but far more complicated and longer than the withdrawal deal.
You say 2 years, Brendan. There's an 11-month transition period. Do you think he will drag that out, go for an extension to do a comprehensive, closer trade deal with the EU?
Well, if he doesn't, it's no deal, right? So I think his choice is different and still very difficult. I presume, you know, he really would need to get a deal before the end of this parliament, which is 5 years. Now, if everybody was sane and rational and calm, this would take a minimum of 5 years and maybe 10. And I don't see that happening. So I think we will go for another 2, maybe even 3 years. But then will come the problem that the only way that he could possibly get out early is by having a very, very soft Brexit. And if he doesn't do that, then, you know, it's going to be very hard Brexit if he's going to have it done. And he can't go into the next election with Brexit still not done, that seems to me, as an outsider.
But the hard Brexit, the hard Brexiteers are talking about tying up a trade deal with the EU in 8 or 9 months.
Yeah, but that can't be done. So forget that.
You're just not buying that.
Yeah, however, nor can it be done in the normal way in 5 years. If he's going for a Canada deal, he will not get it in this parliament. So does he then go for something soft? And maybe the EU would give him some concessions to get it done quickly if it was a soft Brexit.
So you think we're in for several years of a transition period in which nothing changes?
A maximum of 3, you know. Okay. But certainly it's not going to be over by the end of next year.
Sonia, one of the factors here in trying to predict the direction that this government will take has been its successes in what were Labour heartlands in the north of England, in the Midlands and so forth. And people are saying that because of that, Boris Johnson will not have to listen to the EU PRG, and he may well go for this sort of a more liberal one nation approach, and he's going to spend on infrastructure and he's going to protect jobs and he's going to protect labour law and things like that. Do you think he'll go then that direction, or will he use Brexit as an opportunity to deregulate and move to the right?
Well, I mean, don't forget that one of the reasons that he won was his slogan of get Brexit done. Now, the only possible way of getting it done quickly by the time frame that he repeatedly promised is by going for something softer in terms of worker rights, environmental responsibility. Is that kind of thing. So that will be one pressure on him, and he will gauge the sort of mood in those northern, traditionally Labour heartlands this time who supported him. He will try and see whether it's speed that people really want, which means much more alignment, or whether the bigger pressure on him is from the ERG types and for more divergence. That will be the calculation that he'll be having to make over the next few months. But on this term, this idea of one nation Toryism, I really don't have any great faith that we're going to see what that, you know, that come into being. If that means bringing communities together, healing the wounds, as he has called it, why should we believe him when he's described women wearing the burqas looking like letterboxes? He's made rude remarks about everyone, including EU citizens. There isn't really any reason, any evidence suggests that this is really going to be one nation Toryism.
So you're not a fan.
Very skeptical about that.
You're not believing his one nation mantra. Brendan Keenan, Robert Shrimsley, writing in the FT today, talks about how the Conservative Party was the party of the complacent. But now, with all of these new voters, it has become the party of the complacent and the disgruntled. Looking after the disgruntled and protecting those areas will cost money. Is he going to go on a mad public debt borrowing spree in order to fund infrastructure and to do all these things, especially if the economy doesn't perform after Brexit?
Yeah, that's certainly an option. I've noticed several politicians, including our own finance minister, pointing out that more public investment is now the thing that everybody's in favour of, except the Germans. There will be here and in Britain, a period, as we said, of economic stability now that the uncertainty of the withdrawal is over. So there is a window there, I think, for Britain to borrow more and spend more on the markets without frightening the horses. But again, we come back to during the transition period, they are not allowed to depart from EU regulations and start increasing the working week and doing this and doing that and the other. So we already see his problem that the ERG I will be pushing him to behave as if Brexit had been done. And of course, it hasn't. So coming back to Ireland and what matters to us, I mean, I think Irish business now, the certainty is that there will be some kind of Brexit and there will be some level of tariffs and quotas and there will be some extra costs and difficulties of doing business in the UK.
And people are accepting that and prepared.
The reports are that particularly for mid-sized companies with a position in the UK market, they're not prepared because it's very, very difficult. And they've got a couple more years to kind of think that that's going to happen and do something about it.
Well, Sonia, what about this question of do you think he will wreck the economy, borrow too much money, try to do too much, and then do a sales job in advance of the election by saying it's all been brilliant, by saying we got Brexit done?
Well, listen, I mean, you know, he is the ultimate salesman, isn't he? I mean, he's sold himself to the people who, you know, all those northern heartlands have voted for an old Etonian former member of the Bullingdon Club. This must be one of the biggest sales successes of all time. But he still faces three choices if he's going to do any of this investment, this huge investment that he's promised. Either he raises taxes, which is probably pretty likely, or, like we've just discussed, borrowed a whole lot more, but, I mean, really serious amounts, or he breaks his promises. So it's one of those three options. And the fact is that his version of Brexit at the moment is quite hard, and his own government says that it will contract the economy. So this is going to be a painful experience for GB in any which way.
A painful experience, Sonia, and it may last 5 years. He's got a very strong majority. We'll have to wait and see. Sonia Purnell, author of Boris, A Tale of Blonde Ambition, and Brendan Keenan from the Irish Independent, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.